Chapter 92. Joy to the World. Images from Joy's past, the ones you were supposed to see and relive just before your death, were conspicuously absent. There was only black and the sounds of screams. All she could remember was how time had stopped as the garbage truck plowed into the side of the minibus. The guy in the shirt and tie, who by the looks had commandeered the garbage truck, had seen them at the last second and tried to veer around, but it was too late. Joy could see in perfect detail everyone in the minibus instinctively recoil in horror before they even knew what hit them.
"Joy, are you there?" Max's disembodied voice said. His voice was like nails on a chalkboard, but she didn't know where it was coming from, but it was close.
Joy wondered if she was dead and in hell, his voice forever inside her head, her final punishment. Feelings of urgency swept over her like a torrent. Joy's instincts were telling her she was vulnerable, and adrenaline started pumping throughout her body. She opened her eyes. The sky above was clear. It could be just another day in LA, judging by her view. She couldn't feel any pain, but she knew sometimes shock could mask injuries, so she decided to move slowly and propped herself up using her elbows.
"Oh, I lost my heel," Joy said to herself as she looked down at her feet.
Joy had been thrown from the minibus and was lying in the middle of the street. The smoldering wreckage of the minibus lay in two barely recognizable parts, 30 feet away from her. She knew there would have to be a price for surviving such a Michael Bay-esque car crash, but to her surprise, she felt fine. Well, as fine as one could be in the middle of a zombie apocalypse. Joy sat up farther and inspected her upper body. Besides a couple scuff marks, there was barely any indication she had even been in an accident. The garbage truck was gone. The driver had more than likely decided his life was more important than any of the survivors and kept going. That was the standard operating procedure in every Mad Max-type scenario. Suddenly, there was movement and Joy sat perfectly still. She had failed to notice in the wreckage there were two zombies, feasting on the unconscious bodies of the inhabitants of the minibus who hadn't been as lucky as her. Joy assumed her unconscious state probably saved her from attack, but that didn't matter now. There were zombies around, and there were about to be a whole lot more of them once these newly infected woke from their death naps.
"Please help me,"
a woman being feasted on said to Joy. The woman wasn't instantly recognizable, but with all the craziness in the minibus, Joy didn't feel bad that she hadn't noticed her. The woman was dead anyway. Even if she had medical training, Joy couldn't have helped her. The woman was missing the bottom half of her body.
"I'm sorry," Joy whispered to her.
The woman didn't even hear Joy's sentiment. Her eyes glazed over and she died. That was the trigger for Joy to start sobbing. She knew this was all her fault and she finally needed to own it. Apologizing to half of an already dead corpse that was being feasted upon wasn't much of a psychological breakthrough, but it was a start. The zombie eating the woman suddenly stopped and looked in Joy's direction and bared its teeth. Joy froze. The end had come, and it was going to be grisly.
"Jennifer!" screamed a voice. "Where are you?"
Joy couldn't see anyone, but whoever it was, they had just saved her life. The zombie that was about to come for her lost interest immediately and ran off in search of the voice, bringing the other zombie with him.
"Miss Tannen! Miss Tannen!"
Cable guy said as he scampered over to her. "You're okay."
"What?"
Joy said, trying to get a hold of herself.
"Yeah, I guess."
Joy deftly patted at the corners of her eyes with the cuffs of her suit jacket to make sure she hadn't smeared her makeup with her tears. It seemed to have worked, as Cable guy didn't look at her differently. For some reason, maintaining face was the most important thing right now, and Joy had just suffered a major relapse.
"It was crazy. You landed on top of me?"
Cable guy said as he squatted in front of her.
"I woke up and we were on the ground. My back is all scraped and bruised, but I'm okay."
Cable guy pointed both his thumbs to his shoulders to indicate his back, but it kind of looked like something Fonzie would do.
"Oh, wow. We'll have to get that looked at,"
Joy said, trying not to spook him.
"Can you help me up?"
Cable guy was frozen in place with his thumbs pointed at his shoulders, like someone had pointed a remote control at him and pressed the pause button.
"What?"
Cable guy said, snapping out of his trance. "Oh, sure, my bad." Cable guy bent down and roughly pulled Joy to her feet,
and she prepared to find out if her spine was fractured or a blood vessel had burst in her brain, but nothing happened. She patted herself down again, looking and feeling for the slightest injury, but found nothing but lies and regret. Joy looked up from her inspection to see Cable Guy looking at her blankly.
"Thank you," Joy said. "I'm sorry, I don't think I ever caught your name."
"I'm Henry," Henry said, offering his hand to her with a weird, nice-to-meet-you smile.
"Nice to meet you, Henry,"
Joy said while she looked around the carnage of the intersection.
"I think we should try and get out of here, don't you?"
Henry kept shaking Joy's hand.
"I think you're right,"
Henry said as Joy pulled her hand away from his continuing shake.
"Is there anyone?"
Joy said, trying to be delicate.
"Alive?"
Henry said with strange enthusiasm.
"Oh no. There were a few pineapples over here, but I couldn't fit them in my car."
"You have a car?" Joy said, confused. "Wait, what?"
Oh, here we go, she thought. Brain injury. She had been waiting for it, and there it was. "Well, it's been a good run," she mused.
"Well, do you want to show me to your car?"
Joy asked, focusing on each word to make sure she said them right. Henry smiled at her. His face was goofy. She feared she was losing her mind, but there was something not right about him either. A small part of her was beginning to think Henry was just a figment of her imagination and that she was actually dead. Henry's eyes went dry in an instant, all life drained out of him. His face was white as snow.
"Henry?"
Joy whispered. Henry swayed, then fell forward in a heap at Joy's feet. The back of his head was missing, replaced with chunks of bone and gore. Joy recoiled and shielded her eyes from the misery that was Henry, and guilt washed over her. Turned out she wasn't going mental. It was Henry the whole time, but now she was alive and everybody she had come into contact with was dead. Joy got her bearings. She could only imagine what she looked like. A titan of industry, a leader of men, a woman standing in the middle of the zombie apocalypse wearing one high heel. Every muscle tensed in her body as a guttural growl filled her ears, but thanks to her instincts and her high school self-defense classes, she managed to stick out an arm to create distance between them before the growl could turn into heated breath on her neck. He wasn't able to take a bite out of her, but he knocked her off her feet. All the wind in her body exploded out of her as they landed on the ground, her back taking the force of the impact. His blood-soaked teeth came closer with every lunge as she tried to hold him at arm's length. Each time he got closer and closer.
"Get the fuck off me, Roger," Joy screamed. "I don't owe you a fucking thing."
She knew that it was pointless, but worth a try at least. Even as a zombie, Roger was still trying to fuck her. Her back ached and air was hard to come by. She knew this was only going to go one way. With her energy fading, it was time to accept what life had brought her and accept what she had brought to herself. This was sweet, sweet payback for all the blind eyes that she had turned and all that she had been accomplice to. This moment, right now, was her paying the piper or whoever the fuck was sending the invoice, most likely karma. Joy put up a valiant effort, but as he sank his teeth into the inside of her left arm, she knew it was over. The pain was like nothing else. She could feel each individual tooth tearing through skin, muscle, arteries, and then latching onto the bone. In one last valiant effort, she tried to use her legs, but his weight had her trapped. Those lunges with her personal trainer counted for absolutely nothing. There was a barely audible pop as Zombie Roger thrashed his head around, grinding his teeth mercilessly as he tore most of her arm free from her body. She couldn't scream. There was no air in her. The silence in the moment was surreal, and then she caught her breath. Like a dog with a bone, Zombie Roger hovered over her with her limp arm hanging from his mouth. Joy looked away from the gruesome sight, and then Max was standing there in front of a helicopter, its blades whirling dust and garbage around the intersection. She smiled. He was there to save her, and all was forgiven.
"Joy, are you there?" Max said in a distant voice. "Joy, are you there?"
The sun glinted off the shattered screen of the phone that was lying a couple feet from where Joy had fought and lost her life. Joy hated herself in that moment. The fucking asshole had given her hope, a shitty hope where he was the knight in shining armor.
"I'm here, Max," Joy screamed. "Listen to me. Die."
Her screams were dark and real.
They weren't short. They weren't weak. They were her last contribution to the world. It wasn't beautiful. It wasn't a metaphor for her life. It was brutal. It was death and her last echo on Earth. Zombies had taken over, debris was everywhere, and the random street she had never been to before was where she died, covered in blood and without a friend in the world. As she breathed her last breath, there was only one thought running through her mind. There's no room for pussies in a world filled with dicks.